Unity at Planet Heart's 16th Annual World Peace Earth Day Celebration, themed Awakening Humanity's Consciousness for a Better Planet. It's a spiritual community gathering, honoring Mother Earth, featuring insightful talks, uplifting music, sound healing, indigenous ceremonies, and more. That's Sunday, April 21st, 3 p.m. sharp to 6:30 p.m. at the Church of the Village, 201 West 13th Street in New York City. For tickets and info, visit www.planetheart.org or call 212-222-5432. That's 212-222-5432.
We'll be right back. Listening actually with that piece to one of my guests, and we're going to be talking about a very special event. Is it a holiday? Well, I believe it is, and it certainly should be. If it's not, World Peace Earth Day celebration and benefit 2024, and I'm hoping that all of you will consider going and participating. But yeah, we're going to tell you a little bit more about it, so please do stay tuned as I introduce my guests. And of course, joining me is Andrew Kane. And Andrew Kane is someone that I have been friends with for quite a long time, and I'm been participating in these Earth Day, World Peace Earth Day events over many years, and we're going to be talking to you about this now. Andrew Kane is executive producer, event manager, and founder of the annual World Peace Earth Day celebration, which began in 2007. His passion for bringing people together in community for world peace and oneness is at the heart of his event. He is also the founder of Planet Heart, an umbrella organization and project under his fiscal sponsor of We the World, a nonprofit 501c3 organization. In the past, he was diagnosed with a deadly 3.5-centimeter acoustic neuroma tumor in 2005 that was in his head on top of his brain, sharing a blood vessel with his left ear canal, which left him deaf in his left ear post-surgery. In addition to damage to the left side of his face, this gave him a very powerful wake-up call to being alive. Since being spiritually awakened over 25 years ago, he has also become a sound channel healer with light language, music, and poetry. Going by the name Reawakened, his name is now an acronym for his real name, Andrew Kane, and defines who and what his life purpose, mission, and passion is all about, and why he does these events. Reawakening to our own truth as human beings, helping us all remember and realize we are all one, and that we need to work together collectively to co-create for a better humanity and world. So, Andrew, say hello, and then we'll continue introductions.
Hello, everybody.
Okay, so try to speak up when it's your turn.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now. Thank you. And also joining us is Christine Marie. Christine is an entrepreneur and a multimedia healing performance artist. Christine Marie promotes wellness through entertainment. Certified by the American Association of Drugless Practitioners, she is a holistic wellness and nutritional counselor, a certified integrative energy healer, a certified yoga fit instructor and lifestyle and fitness expert. On the entertainment side, as a hostess, MC, producer, recording artist, actress, writer, poet, and dancer, she has released 4 CDs. Her latest debut, a cover of Madonna's top 10 hit, Holiday, which we just heard, is a slowed-down modern-day version of this epic. Beyond pop jam, coached by legendary drummer-producer JoJo Kuo, drummer, musical director for Phil Collins, Disney, Fela Kuti, and more. Also produced by legendary Grammy-nominated recording artist, producer, Father MC. She's also working with legendary African artist, producer Solo Beats on her new original Beyond Pop poem, Rulers of the New Earth. That is a groovy, conscious, hip-hop, fun pop music with a message. It is being used on the PSA heard during the program, this program, in fact, Heart of Mine, with her voiceover. She has appeared on the Tyra Banks Show and has made several other television appearances, including Law and Order, the Howard Stern movie, several national TV commercials, and 2 international radio spot voiceovers. She is currently in development for new podcast, I'll Be Talking to Ya, pre-launch by her new broadcast network, iHearth Media. Christine Marie is excited to be hosting and producing the 16th annual World Peace Earth Day celebration with her New York City Soul family. She is also the creative director this year and has included Planet Heart in her Lakshmi Collective with Lakshmi Foundation, a project of We the World. So, welcome, Christine.
Hello. It's so good to be here. I love you, Catherine Davis.
Thank you very much. And also joining us, I have love for everyone, but I want to keep the rolling. Angelica Cubides, or Cubides. How do you pronounce your last name, Angelica?
Cubides.
Cubides. Thank you so much. It prevent me from destroying it too much.
Okay.
And we welcome Angelica Cubides, a native elder and medical intuitive. Angelica is a world-beloved healer and leader, an ordained minister, spiritual teacher, poet, and composer. Born in Ecuador, Angelica has devoted a lifetime of service to people and communities, large and small, locally and globally. With her deep wisdom and compassion, Angelica is a true inspiration to countless awakened and awakening human beings who treasure her presence for embodying divine healing, love, and light, offered selflessly to any and all requiring healing and to all life on the planet Earth. So welcome, if you will, Angelica. Thank you for joining us. And we have a lot to talk about with regard to this very special event coming up, celebrating Earth Day. But I'm wondering if you could start us off with maybe a meditation or a prayer or some way of unifying all of us in bringing forth this level of peace on Earth.
Thank you, Christine. That is a privilege. Really a joy to be in service, in mutual aspiration and inspiration with Andrew and everybody else. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to really bring this beautiful news at this time that it is so required, now with more impetus, with more clarity, with more maturity, I will say, to get the communities together. And I bring my prayer to the Almighty Creator and Giver of all light, love, and all the virtues and qualities expanding in, through, and around each and every one of us. We pray for peace on earth. We pray for brotherhood and sisterhood in a new level of vibration of honoring our authenticity, our spirituality, our divinity. I pray that in our journey on this planet, as we move forward, may our spirituality serve us well to sublimate our divinity and see each other as light beings, light bearers, expanding joy, expanding peace with the authenticity of who we truly are. I am grateful to the holy beings and legions supporting and assisting the planet Earth and all humanity. We are grateful. We are grateful for expanding our consciousness to the law of forgiveness. May we have the courage and purity to forgive. Forgive in order to bring healing. And love. Love is the hope. Love is the way to heal humanity. I bless all the media for expanding the light, especially on these events that are so necessary. The power, depth, dimension, and consequences of the words, actions and reactions of humanity, may it be expanded with good news, with meaningful, encouraging projects that will unite us one and all in one.
Thank you.
Christine.
Thank you very much for that. That was beautiful. And you're listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. I'm Catherine Davis, and our guests today are Andrew Kane, Christine Marie, and Angelica Cubides, who we just heard from. So Andrew or Christine, whichever of you would like to come in and tell us something more about the event. And Andrew, why don't you start us off with, what is this year? Why is it so important this year as opposed to maybe what we couldn't do when we were in lockdown?
Wow, yeah, thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I hear you fine.
Okay, great. Hi, everybody. Wow, you know, the pandemic was crazy. And I have to say that, you know, with everything that was going on, I still wanted to continue this Earth Day celebration. And I was doing it online for 4 years. And this year I had a conversation with Christine Murray earlier in the year. And I was thinking, you know, maybe we should try to do it live again. It's been 5 years. That's a big number, 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're going through so much in this world. With what's going on in Gaza, with the war, it's just crazy. We need to bring peace on Earth, really. And this event that I do every year is infused with world peace. I was called by God to do this Earth Day event and infuse it with world peace. So I decided to do it live, and we're doing it live in New York City in Greenwich Village at Church of the Village at 201 West 13th Street on 7th Avenue. And we're also live streaming because we also want to make sure that whoever's not in New York City or those who can't attend can still be part of this, because this event is so important. It's really not just an event. It's more of like a... how should I say, like a movement to bring mm-hmm. peace on Earth. Really.
A sacred gathering, I would call it.
Yeah, really. I mean, it's a spiritual, holy gathering. It's very sacred. We're having a beautiful opening ceremony with Rosemary Worley and her daughter, Dana, and their children, and others who are part of their group called Circle of Hands. It's going to be a drum ceremony. It's going to be beautiful with music, and it starts at 3 p.m. sharp on Sunday, April 21st. That's 3 p.m. It goes to 6:45 p.m. And and we also have a lot of happening during this program. We have Angelica, who's on the program. Christine Murray is co-hosting and performing. You heard the song Holiday just now, and she's going to be performing that. This is her rendition of that beautiful song with Madonna. And Mark Becker from the New Life Expo is also co-hosting. And we have a keynote speaker, Michael Alley, who has an amazing sustainable product that he loves talking about. He's also an amazing musician, so he's going to be performing. We have Audrey Kitagawa, which is an international peace advocate. Whenever I hear Audrey speak, I'm just so moved. I mean, she touches my heart. She's just very powerful and beautiful. You will love her. And we have Jody Sirota, who's been part of our events for many years, and she's a vibrational sound and light language healer, and she used to have the Meta Center and used to host our events at her center. We also have international leading shamanic teacher Itzhak Berry, who just got back from Israel. He was teaching in Israel for several months. And we also have visionary musician Kevin Nathaniel. His music is awesome. He gets you interactively engaged with singing along with him. And we also have a shamanic sound healer, Humul Maya. And we also have other singer-songwriters, Diana Feldman and Lisa Roma. And Rick Ulfick from We the World has been part of this event and since the very beginning, because he's my fiscal sponsor and friend. I met him right before he started We the World in 1998, and I was part of 11 Days of Global Unity in 2004 with him. And, of course, you, Catherine Davis, you're going to be there with doing Qigong. So it's going to be a really wonderful gathering. Really, it's a gathering for everybody, all ages, and, you know, yeah. The website's planetheart.org.
Okay, planetheart.org. And this is the 16th annual World Peace Earth Day celebration and benefit 2024. So you'll be able to just go to the event on the day of the event, but you can get a little bit better admission if you go and pre-register. So I advise people to do that. Go ahead and go to planetheart.org and find out more about that facet of the event. Christine, I would like to welcome you to talk about your work, putting this together, your music, and just, you know, really the mission I see you following in all of the work that you do. I mean, we all have talents, we're writers, we're musicians, we're broadcasters, but underlying that is a real life mission that I see reflected in your work. So I'm wondering if you could speak to that as well as the event.
Thank you, Catherine. For you to recognize that in me is so such a mirror, because I so see that in you and honor you so much. And I'm so grateful to be here. I'm honored to be part of this movement happening, as Andrew's calling it. I loved when he said that, because it's happening. You know, there was an earthquake this morning, a 4.8 earthquake in New York. The earth is moving. We're moving the earth. We're having a critical mass shift. It's happening. I feel it. All of my friends and colleagues feel it. And this show, which I've been part of since the very beginning, I believe I was in the very first one, and I recited my poem, What Would Our World Be Like? And to be in progress, to be in process, to be happening every day, to be more present and more capable and more aligned with your mission is just the biggest joy I've ever felt in my life. And, you know, being a colleague and friend of Andrew Kane is one of the most magical and special things anyone can ever have. And I'm speaking for myself, and I'm sure everyone in our spiritual community. He works tirelessly. He is the epitome of pure, you know, he's a pure heart, a pure soul. Being around him is so inspiring and beautiful, and he keeps me in check, you know, and I'm just so honored to be supporting him because of his tireless work and his beauty and what he brings and his mission from God, which is so pure. And working side by side with him every day, you know, we're like brother and sister. We have our little, but underlying that, the respect that we have for each other and the respect that he has for this planet and his colleagues and the whole spiritual community in New York City, it's just an honor. And to be, you know, able to bring my talents, which I have worked tirelessly at, you know, to bring forth. You know, they say, you know, your gifts from God are your talents, and how you use them are your gifts back. And at this time on the planet, we're 5 years out of the last Earth Day live. You know, we're all geared up for a shift. You know, there's two people on our ballot, you know, and there should be three others. Like, you had this beautiful conversation with Marianne Williamson either last week or a week two ago. I was so proud to have heard her speak, to be part of that conversation. And that's also what this event is bringing as well. It's not about a choice anymore. It's about creating the new for the people on the planet, for the planet, for everyone to shift into their heart. And that's what this is about. The music I do, you were asking me to get a little bit. This is, I do this for the planet, for humanity. You know, Easter, rebirth. We just had a beautiful ceremony at St. Anne's Church where I grew up. I feel it all around me. And this show is a culmination of that, the unity, unifying. Unify is going to be broadcasting it. There's Paul Slackett, who's doing his Earth Day the next day. There's a whole slew of Earth Day events. And Mitchell Raven is having an Earth Day event. Everyone is coming together now, because it's time. We have all been through what we need to be through, gone through. We have done our work. We've all done the work, and we're all ready to celebrate. And that's what this 16th annual World Peace Earth Day celebration and benefit, a benefit for humanity, a benefit, you know, to shift the paradigm. Part of what my talent is and what I'm bringing with my new Lakshmi Foundation, which is umbrellaed by We the World, is to shift the financial focus from where it's going that's destructive into the channels of these beautiful organizations like We the World and Planet Heart and Good News Collective Corporation, to have this, to have
Andrew Kane funded the correct way that he can channel that heart, that purity, back to the people that he's here to serve. That's why I'm so honored, because of all the people like you, Catherine, like all the people. And I must thank also like Gary Null and a lot of my mentors who have been there for me to show me an example, you know, to be there, keeping on believing in me, supporting me. I've had so much support in my life from other healers and other people that have come before me. And remember Stephen Angel, you know, he was one of my mentors. And just being a part of it, after going through so much, being a part of something, the community, something that's greater than yourself. And that's what this represents. And thank you so much, Catherine, for just letting me express that. And thank you to all of you out there that are listening, that are participating in this critical mass shift that we're having on the planet.
Andrew, did you want to speak a little bit more about sort of what this Earth Day celebration means to you, traveling through 16 of these events, or 15 going on 16? What does this mean for you, and what have been some of the experiences of this gathering of people together?
Thank you, Catherine. It's just, you know, it's really a calling that I've had all these years, and it's what drives me with a burning desire to keep doing it, because it's really a lot of work to put on an event, especially when it's live. It takes so much out of me to do, but the calling is what keeps me going. You know what I mean? It's like every year that I do it, I always feel gratitude for the planet Mother Earth, and feel like I'm following through with what I'm being called to do. And I just have to allow this calling to keep me going, because it's a lot. And I think doing it online is not as much work, you know. And when I was doing it online with Mitchell Rabin, I have to be honest, it was easier. But this calling, this mission I have to bring to really spread oneness and world peace is part of me. You know what I mean? When I found out from my friend that my name was scrambled, Andrew Kane, to Reawakened, I was really astonished, because all of my work that I've been getting since I had the spiritual awakening over 25 years ago is all about oneness, you know, being in the state of oneness. And oneness is talked about all the time. Humanity's team always brings the global oneness every year, and oneness is really more seen in it and accepted now in this year, current year now, as opposed to it was when I started in 2007.
Angelica, maybe you can speak to us about, really in a significant way, why it's so important for us to be able to understand that we have to protect our home, our planetary mother, as well as our environment, as well as our peoples of various cultures, but all coming together. Maybe you can offer us a deeper understanding of what's truly happening at this time in history and why it needs to happen.
Thank you, Catherine. No, I was privileged to be born in Ecuador, and I was a witness of how the indigenous people were so at one with the earth, everything had a significance. My father was humbly speaking, the authority and the region where I was born, and he purchased property and the lands that they were very, 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 the language and everything was strange to us, coming from the generations, the mixing generations and all that. So, but for me, there was the reverence that I saw these precious beings in tune with the universal, the planetary activities for planting, for harvesting, for everything, in a lot of wisdom that I realized that now NASA is beginning to discover. And I was innately very drawn to, I was looking for the soul in the grains of corn and the wheat and the barley and everything. I was looking, what is the soul of this? That gave me, like I would say, the propelling force to understand how the distance, the gap that has been from what that connectivity of the earth is for the natives all over the world, and how detached society in the modern world is sacrificing that link that will be, God willing, the saving grace for humanity.
Mm.
We must learn, we must remember, we must reconnect, and I really feel so grateful to Andrew that he's launching this activity to really reconnect. We as, I would say, elders are in such a commitment, such a responsibility to project what we know, how we had lived, how we had survived, how we had overcome in challenging situations. And I feel this is the time that we can engage to the blessed youth, of the young children. I work with a lot of children, teaching them to be the guardians of the environment, to be promoters of brotherhood, to be peace builders. So we can see the future. We can, and it is a lot of beautiful children that they are so advanced in their own rights, but we have to lead them with example, with the commitment. We have one home, one planet, and it is for all of us to really embrace the privilege as well as the responsibility we have to guard and protect. And we can accomplish that by building communities, by becoming closer and closer, bringing the best of us to really get over the cynical attitudes that have kept us separated, that had kept us so divided, so confused. I feel the tremendous hope and faith that good souls are emerging to the forefront to really recognize what we are. And after the pandemic, I say there was the reaction of humanity. After the pandemic, it is another pandemic of loneliness. And no youth should be sacrificed with the suicidal situations. The veterans should not be in that stressful, critical emptiness and confusion. We have to bring good things to the media. We have to bring positive things. It is no longer the best option for us to be fed by the negativity, by the hostility. We must bring love. I feel so profoundly love is the way. Love, unconditional love, human love is negotiable. We must rise above with our consciousness. I feel the universal is so accelerated at this time, in that we must seize the season, seize the time, seize this acceleration to really bring greater joy, bring happiness. Happiness can be produced by a simple smile to someone that is walking, looking down without, even though the sunshine is up on us, they are walking in darkness. Mm-hmm. I feel that the spiritual reawakening of humanity is the key. I am so grateful to you, Catherine, that you are giving us this opportunity to voice our heartfelt desires, our love for humanity, our love for Mother Earth. The hostility of humanity affects the elements, and we are finding more and more challenges with the water. We must pray. I do pray to the elements. I am grateful to Mother Earth. I teach that. And it is amazing how much in the darkness, how indifferent, how empty were the people, and now they find beauty in the flowers. They find everything. And that is a very important thing for us to really connect with each other, recognize the virtues and qualities within ourselves, in that which we have, we can give. We cannot give something that we don't have, but we must learn from each other. We must join forces. I feel so grateful that the arts, the spirituality, the religions are taking a new form. And that form is this beautiful movement to look at one another as human beings, as beings of light, that we have so much to give, so much to do. And if we do it with love, if we do it with our genuine, our authenticity, I feel we are accomplishing that.
Mm. Very beautiful. Thank you. And I would say also, as I indeed have attended many events, many of these Earth Day, Planet Heart Earth Day, World Peace events, and you think of it as having an experience. We live too much, I feel, in a virtual world where everything is second, third hand. But it's really important for us to maintain our human experience by that interaction. And Andrew and Christina put together a really amazing amount of folks with coming from different influences. Diana Feldman is a singer-songwriter, drama therapist, and founder of Enact, Inc. Kevin Nathaniel, and I love Kevin Nathaniel, and he's a percussionist. He's a visionary musician, engages audiences within his interactive African music. So we're hearing the emergency alert coming through the phones, because who knows, earthquakes in New York, it happens every once in a while. So Kevin Nathaniel is like, he elevates you when you listen to his music, the percussion, the voice. And Humo Maya is a cosmic shamanic sound healer. And of course we have Angelica Cubeles, and she's a medical intuitive healer and native elder, an ordained minister of divine light, love and peace for integration and healing. And she's a peace representative for the World Peace Prayer Society. We have Rosemary and Dinah Werley will be leading an opening and closing ceremony, Circle of Hands Drumming. Lisa Roma, a singer, songwriter, vocalist, song poet, musician, and composer, writer, publisher, and visionary. And she's also executive assistant to Planet Heart, and she'll perform with Conscious Conversation. Audrey Kitagawa, she's the president and founder of the International Academy of Multicultural Cooperation, president of Light of Awareness International Spiritual Family, chair of the Anti-Racism Initiative and Gender Equality Working Group, and member of the Advisory Council on the G20 Interfaith Forum. Jota Saroti, a metaphysical educator, Akashic Record Channel, vibrational sound and light language healer, and was the creator and owner of the Meta Center in New York. Itzhak Berry, he's very renowned author, international leading shamanic teacher, healer, speaker, community activist, and trip leader. And he's founder of the shamanportal.org and co-founder of the New York Shamanic Circle. We have Rick Ulfick, founder of We the World and the We Campaign. He's an accomplished pianist and will be performing. The keynote speaker and performer, Michael Ellie, or L.A., president, CEO, Ultimate Earth, Inc., and he's a sustainability expert, a musician, singer, songwriter, actor, playwright, and producer. So we have many renowned folks who are joining us, including, of course, Andrew Kane, Reawakened Kane, founder of Planet Heart, executive producer of the Planet Heart's annual World Peace Earth Day celebration, and co-host Christine Marie, multimedia healing performance artist, recording artist, entrepreneur. And the other co-host of the event is Mark Becker. And we've spoken about the New Life Expo many times on this program. He's founder and creator of New Life Magazine and the New Life Expo. And yeah, I'll be in there too for a little bit, doing some Qigong to lighten things up, get people moving, get the bodies moving. But it's really going to be an experience. I love this program. I'm really glad that it's back in person so that we can interact on that kind of loving and hugging level of experience, learning from people, engaging, networking with each other, and finding ways to bring humanity back into our lives. And so this event is coming soon. And it is Sunday, April 21st, so put it on your calendar, at the Church of the Village, 201 West 13th Street, near the corner of 7th Avenue in New York. The zip is 10011, for those of you who like to use your phones to navigate. Enter on side entrance, red door, ring bell for entry. Event starts promptly at 3 p.m. sharp, and it goes till 6:45 p.m. Doors open at 2:30, so you can come early, and you will be listening to the live piano playing of Rick Ulfit in that interim period as well. So you can get a break by going in advance to planetheart.org, but you can come right to the door. If you're one of those last-minute folks like I am, just be sure to put the date on your calendar, Sunday, April 21, 2024. 2:30 is the doors are open, starts at 3 p.m., and the address is 201 West 13th Street, near the corner of 7th Avenue. And the website is planetheart.org. planetheart.org. Okay, we have a few minutes after that long rendition. Andrew, Christine, would you like to add some words of encouragement to people?
We are one, and may peace prevail on earth. I'm sorry. I just wanted to say we are one, and may peace prevail on Earth. That's really the essence. Every day is Earth Day, too.
Yeah.
And I was just going to say, I just wanted to comment on, I wanted to remind everybody about this song, Holiday. I've always been a Madonna fan since I was like, 18, but I didn't remember. Maybe I didn't even ever really know or hear the words of this song. But, it's just like bubblegum pop tune, but, when I redid it, I did it a little bit different. And it really got a lot of heart. And just remind people to, like, when you listen to that song, whether it's my rendition or Madonna's amazing, I guess it was a number one hit, just, like, really listen to those words because they really moved me, and that's why I redid it. I do conscious pop music, which now we call Beyond Pop. And those words are so poignant in that song, and it's such a big hit, and it's always playing. And I'm not really sure, because when people listen to my rendition, they hear it a little different. But I just want to remind people, like, to take that time for yourself, like that holiday, be present, that presence that we all have to bring to each other. That's where we get that peace. That's where peace comes, when everyone goes right inside themselves. And so that song, that's the reason why I did that song, and I just hope it touched people. And thank you so much for playing it. And I just wanted to remind people of that,
Exactly. So, and they'll be able to hear you performing again on Sunday the 21st.
Yes, I'll be performing Holiday, opening the show.
Excellent, excellent. So I'm really glad to have all of you on with me today. It was a little bit of a quick fix because initially we were going to have the program next week. But for folks here at WBAI, understand that there's always insert of a little bit of fundraising. So that's going to be happening next week. But we are planning to come back with some of these other guests and be able to share and give you a little deeper insight into why this is such an important occurrence. And it's just really important for us to regather ourselves into a force for good, a force for transformation, and to heal ourselves, heal our families.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's wonderful. We're out of time, so I'm going to have to run for now. And I want to thank all of you for joining today. And Angelica, Christine, Andrew, thank you for being here. And we'll be doing it again soon.
We thank you, Christine. Catherine. We thank you so much. And we look forward to have a full house. Please, everyone, get your hearts together to join us in this magnificent program.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Yeah, go buy tickets. It's
going to
be great. Thank you again.
Happy blessings to everyone.
Mm-hmm. And that is a really special event coming up. And hopefully you will have the opportunity to enjoy it. This has been Heart of Mind. And we broadcast on Friday mornings at 11 a.m. over WBAI New York. And on Saturdays at 6 p.m. over the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.live. Navoyi, 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 yeah.